Hey, everybody. God bless you. I hope your week is going great. You ready to spend a few minutes in the Word? All right. I'm assuming that's why you're here. Before we open up in prayer, I've got just a couple announcements. And this past Sunday, we had a great Sunday with Minister Merlon Devine, who played his soprano saxophone so beautifully. And it was anointed. And so we had a great time, great praise and worship, and it was just really, really good, really good. Our banquet tickets are sold out, so we're getting ready. Everybody's getting ready and prepared for this Friday. It starts at 7:30 p.m., so as I said, all the tickets are sold, so we can't fit anybody else, so we're ready to have a really blessed time celebrating 40 years of ministry. Speaking of 40 years of ministry, this coming Sunday, we are having Minister Helen Trowbridge, an anointed woman of God, powerful woman of God. She's coming to share the word of God with us, to speak over us. She said the Lord gave her a word for us for the next 40 years. Amen. And so we're looking forward to that. And this Sunday actually is the conclusion of our celebration of 40 years within 40 days. So this coming Sunday will be the 40th day, and it'll be the main celebration will officially be ended. But of course, we're going to celebrate however and whenever we can during the course of this whole year. Also, the church will be closed. Our offices will be closed. Church will be closed for rehearsals, prayer, everything. It's the day after the banquet, actually. So our church will be closed this coming Saturday. Also, on Sunday, September 7th, right after service, we'll be holding a performing arts ministry workshop. And it'll be conducted by Marie Salter. This ministry, Performing Arts Ministry, it combines dance and drama, and it's going to teach us how to glorify God and to minister through creative expression. Marie trains churches across the tri-state area, and she'll be sharing the vision and purpose of this powerful ministry. All members who are currently serving in our arts area, arts in, I think we call it, is the arts ministry. Anyone serving in that area currently at Living Faith is, I strongly ask that you attend. Amen. And if you are seriously considering joining that ministry, you are also welcome to attend. All right. Well, let's get into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness in all of our lives. God, you're a good God. We celebrate you all the time, and we just bless you, Holy Spirit. Bless this time in the Word across all these devices. Holy Spirit, help me to communicate what it is that you want to communicate for tonight's message. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to be just sharing some scriptures regarding something that I don't know about you, but I really do. But if you're anything like me, I mean, we're all here functioning in a world, in a microwave world where everything is going so fast. Everything is instant, but that's not... Even when things start happening immediately in the spiritual realm, for us as believers, we don't see everything in the natural realm right away. So it requires that we have patience. So I want to talk about the power of patience or the force of patience. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm the type of person, sometimes, not all the time, but let's say I find out that there is a technique of doing something and you get results in 8 weeks. Well, me, I'll try to get 6 weeks out of it and get results. I tend to want to accelerate things. Now, that's to me, that's not a good thing. but I admit that I do that. So I have to work on exercising my patience just like the rest of you. Amen. Is that y'all too, or is it just me, where we have to work on our patience? So I want to read some scriptures. So in my experience, one of the most challenging or one of the biggest challenges and constant struggles in the body of Christ, once we've settled on some scriptures, once we've found a promise of God that we want to stand on, yes, I'm believing God for this, I'm believing God for that. And then one of the biggest challenges, of course, is having the patience to wait for that thing to come to pass. Amen. The Bible tells us not to focus on the things which are seen, but to focus on the things that are not seen. Our faith, the promise of God, when we begin to believe in it and stand on it, it's not seen at first. We have to wait. There's typically time involved. Usually things don't happen with a miracle. They don't happen immediately. So it requires that we have to exercise patience. But the good part is God has given us not just patience, but he has given us his patience. In Galatians chapter 5, in verse 22, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And one of the fruit of the Spirit, we know, how many of you need joy, when things want to make you sad, when circumstances look bad, you want joy. And God has given us, how many of you know that God does not require anything of us that we are not capable of. And he doesn't ask anything of us that we have not already been equipped with. Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the fruit of our recreated spirit that's been given to us by the Holy Spirit. And as we exercise these fruits, one of them being joy and one of them being patience, it's intended to cause that fruit in us to grow. But the fruit doesn't work. We're really just talking about patience tonight, but in order for any of the fruit to grow, you have to use it. You have to draw on it. You have to exercise it. Amen? So God, how many of you know that everything that comes from God, anything that God gives us, it's supernatural and it is active. It is active. Hebrews chapter 4 talks about the word of God is active and like a two-edged sword. These fruit of the Spirit, tonight I'm talking about patience in particular because of the results that we get from it. But patience comes out of our spirit. It's a force, if you will. It's a power that from within that God gives us, and it comes from God himself. How many of you know God is patient? He has so much patience that he gave some to all of us. Amen? And it works. So I'm going to read to you James chapter 1, and I'm going to start in verse 2, and it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith," the King James Version says, "the trial of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Amen. Let me read that again. "Knowing that the testing or the trying of your faith produces patience." Our faith must be tested, but not tested for us to lose or to fail, but our faith needs to be tested so that it can get stronger, so that our faith can grow, if you will. And it's the same thing. He says here, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, verse 4, "but let patience have its perfect work." So if we read that in the reverse, if we don't let, so in other words, we have to let patience. God has given us patience, but we have to let it do what it's designed to do. It says, but let patience have its perfect work, that so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Of course, we all know we get impatient because we want to avoid lacking something. We get impatient, right? We get impatient because we want to produce things on our own. But we need to understand that when we're believing God for His promises, promises for finances, promises for family, promises for physical health, promises for mental health, right? We're believing God for promotions. We're believing God for raises. We're believing God for miracles. And we have to let patience wants to do something. Patience is obviously, if we let patience have its perfect work. Now, that word work there in James chapter 1, it's the word ergon. It's the word ergon. Where'd I put that definition? Ergon. It means to produce. Let's see here. It means to produce. And so patience, it works. It puts out energy. It's a force. It's productive. That word ergon, it means it's working on something. It's a power that works on something. So here in James chapter 1, it talks about let patience have her perfect work. So that means we have to let patience. If we don't let patience, if we don't exercise patience, and when we exercise patience or operate in patience, we are allowing patience to work. Patience is working on something. You ever hear somebody say, yeah, I'm working on something? Well, patience, the patience of God that is put on the inside of our spirit man, it's working on something. So here, the scripture says to let patience have her perfect work. And just to jump to the end, what is her perfect work doing? Her perfect work, patience, is working on us. We're all trying to achieve the promise of God. We're all believing God for something. We're believing God for better, right? We're believing God to fix things, heal things, so that we have nothing missing, nothing broken. And so the end result, God wants the end result to be that we end up lacking nothing. We lack nothing. So we have to let patience work. Amen. But as time goes by and we're believing God for His promises, believing God for a new job, believing God for business, believing God for a spouse, and then we're doing so well. At one point we're doing so well, and then of course our enemy, who doesn't have a physical body, although he can influence people in physical bodies, our enemy, Satan, he is constantly barraging us with doubts. You know, we know that Satan, he is relentless. He's tireless, but we tend not to be tireless. We get tired, and so patience is designed to sustain us even in times when things get tough. And, of course, the enemy's desire is to get us to quit, And that's why God has given us patience, to keep us from quitting. He said, I've given you, I've empowered you, I've equipped you with something that works, something that's powerful, something that's effective, something that's going to help you, but we have to draw on it. We have to recognize patience for what it is. We have to recognize patience for the supernatural force or the supernatural power or the supernatural fruit that God has given to us. so that we don't lose hope, so that we don't lose sight of the promise. Amen. We can get really weary in believing God for things as time goes on. Let me read what I have here. Why do we need patience? Why do we need God's patience? So that we don't make bad decisions, so that we don't make rash decisions, right? Satan in the wilderness, when he tempted Jesus, he tried to get Jesus to make decisions that were not scriptural. They were not based on the will of God and the word of God. And so when he was tempting him, Jesus always came back with the word of God. We need patience so that we don't make bad decisions. We can start off so well believing God for something, for a promise, for a job, a mate, whatever. We can be doing so well, and then we try to fix things ourselves. We try to hurry things up when we don't let patience have her perfect work. Patience will see us to the end. Patience will sustain us. Patience, the patience of God, will stabilize us. Patience, as a matter of fact, let's see, and I've got several scriptures down here. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36, it says, "For you have need of patience." Need, I'm sure I wrote that word down somewhere. The word need, of course, it means it's required. There's a lack. We need patience. Need, in Hebrews 10:36, "For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." That word need, it means necessity. There's a necessity that we have patience. It means employment. It's necessary that we employ patience. It means duty. It means demand, right? It says, "For we have need." There's a demand. It also means lack, that we have need of patience, which means there's a lack. When there's a lack of patience, patience will kick in. When we trust God, when we pull on the patience. In other words, patience is always with us. We don't have to go buy it. We don't have to go hunt it down. We don't have to get it from anybody else. Patience is on the inside of us, for us to draw on. If we need joy, God designed it so that we can draw on the joy of the Lord when things are taxing, when things look bad, when we're running out of, seems like we're running out of time. We need patience to help us, to keep us on track, to keep us on track so that we can see the promise of God come to pass in our lives. Amen. At Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, "Wherefore, run with patience." Run with patience. I shortened the scripture. Run with patience. We're supposed to be running. It says, "Run with patience the race set before us." How many of you know we have a race set before us? This scripture made me think of a long distance runner. Long distance runner. We need to run with patience. Again, that word patience. Did I give you that definition? The word patience, it actually means steadfastness. It means constancy. It means endurance. So patience doesn't mean I'm just waiting, patting our toes, you know, hitting our hands, tapping, you know, just waiting. I'm just waiting. No, patience causes you to endure. It causes you patience that God has given us. It causes us to go all the way to the end. The patience that God has given us causes us to make it all the way to the finish line. Now, of course, we know that our flesh and the devil wants us to abort getting to the end of the race. Now, I don't know that much about relay races, but I know one of the races, one is fast, it's a sprint, right? And then there's another one that is, I think it's called long distance running. And so they're just running a steady pace. Nobody's in a hurry. You know, sometimes I look at that race and I'm like, this looks like it could take forever. But they're all running at a certain pace. They look like they're not trying to tire themselves out. But everybody gets to the end. Everybody gets, unless they get hurt and fall out or walk off the track, everybody gets to the finish line, but they're running at a pace. So patience allows us to run this race at a pace that takes us all the way to the end, to keep us from jumping, trying to jump to the end. Again, when we lack patience, we mess things up. We do things ourselves. You know, we pick wrong people. We marry wrong people. We make wrong decisions. We take wrong jobs. We move to the wrong places because we're trying. We don't let patience, you know, when we heard from God, we heard God. God gave us a word, and then we decided because it seemed like it was taking too long. We decided we're going to help God out, or this is taking too long. I'm going to do this. And then it gets us in trouble. And then when we make mistakes like that, when we fall like that, then it sets us back. And it can really discourage a Christian. So we have to learn how to just wait for God. Wait for the promise. Amen? And so we want to be in this faith thing, believing God for the promises of God. We want to be long distance runners. Or be prepared. Now, it could come sooner. It can come sooner than we think, but I'm talking about when it seems like it's not coming. It's like, God, I've been believing this seems like forever. What is happening? Let patience have her perfect work. Draw on the patience of God. Draw on the supernatural patience of God, the fruit of the Spirit that operates in our lives when we allow it to. Any of these fruits, any of the fruit of the Spirit, they have to be practiced. We have to do it on purpose. Our flesh doesn't want to do these things. Our flesh doesn't want to be patient. Our flesh doesn't want to be joyful. Our flesh doesn't want to be long-suffering, right? Our flesh doesn't want to be faithful. So, but patience, we need patience in order to see the promise. Hebrews chapter 6, let me just read that out of here, out of the Bible, not out of here, out of the Bible. Hebrews chapter 6, it says, I'm going to start at verse 10. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we declare that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Verse 12, that you do not become sluggish. The King James Version says slothful, that you do not be slothful. The New King James Version says that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and what? Through faith and patience, this is Hebrews 6:12. Don't be sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That's why we got to hang around other Christians. We got to hang around like-minded Christians. Amen. That's why we need a pastor. That's why we need a local church for people who can help us. Amen. And so that those who through faith and patience, people that you can learn from, people that you can glean from, people that you can watch and say, well, look how patient they are. They're just being cool. They're just cool. Wait for the promise. They're not sweating. They're not rushing around frantic trying to make things happen. They're just running. They're just doing this, they're just ready to go long distance. They're letting patience have its perfect work. Amen. I sometimes I think as Christians, we just have to stop being big babies. You know, we just, gimme, you know, we want, gimme my bottle now, crying. But as we mature, we can't do that. We can't just cry and expect things to happen. God expects us to live by faith, right? God's not our genie. He gave us faith to produce the promises of God in our lives. He's not working for us. He's working on us. Amen. And he's given us the faith to do that. One last thing, maybe next to the last thing. It says, in order that you may not grow, this is Amplified in Hebrews 6:12. In order that you may not grow disinterested and become spiritual sluggards. So we have to be careful when it seems like things are taking too long. I've been believing God for this promise for months, for years, right? And then we don't realize that as time goes by, we become sluggish. We're not even operating in faith, right? We're just dragging through life. And that's why we don't see promises. It's no longer patience. We're just dragging. We're just slothful and sluggish. And that's nobody's fault but ours. It's not God's fault. It's not faith's fault. It's not patience's fault. It's our fault for becoming disinterested because we got weary waiting for the promise. And now our faith isn't producing anything because we're not even operating in faith. We're just, I don't know, playing dead. We just, you know, que sera, sera, as they say. So let me just say a couple last things. So we can see from these scriptures that patience will not quit. Patience will not quit no matter what, if we let it work. We can sabotage our patience, but if when we cooperate with the patience, James says that we're going to be lacking nothing. We'll lack nothing. We'll be perfect and entire. Perfect means complete. We won't lack anything. We won't lack any promise that we're standing on. Amen? We'll end up getting what we believe God for. Amen? So patience is designed to work in tough times. That's when patience does its best work, if you will. In tough times, that's when we have to draw on patience. Patience is it's also endurance. It'll give us the extra power and the extra force. It'll even recharge us. If we don't complain, if we don't become sluggish, it'll actually recharge us so that we can continue to move forward and continue to believe God to see the promises. So when we let patience have her perfect work, when we let patience work in our lives, we're going to make it to the end. We're going to receive the promise. That's what it's designed to do for us. So again, God doesn't require anything from us that he hasn't equipped us to do or he hasn't provided the power and the anointing and the word to do it. Amen? So let's see. So when it looks like you're running out of time, what do you need? You need patience. When it looks like, so that we don't have to go by a clock. No, patience will make us just be cool. Be cool. No, God promised it. I'm not going to sweat. I'm going to wait for God, and patience is going to kick in and help me. Amen? And it says here, what does patience look like? It says in Hebrews 10:36, for you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God. So what is the will of God? You keep, you know, when it looks like things are dragging and the promise isn't coming, no, you keep believing that God's not a liar, right? He cannot lie. His promises are yes and amen. So after we have done the will of God, so while we're being patient, while we're enduring, right? and waiting for the promise to come to pass, we keep reading the word no matter what. You know, so patience will help us to be faithful, to keep reading the word no matter what it looks like right now. Patience looks like us meditating the word of God no matter what it looks like right now. It keeps us praising and thanking God. Amen. It keeps us confessing the word of God. It keeps us confessing and speaking the word only and speaking the victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we don't want to make bad decisions. We want to see the promise of God all the way through to the end. Amen. So hang in there, everybody, and take advantage of the force of patience that God has given us. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. And as we let patience have her perfect work, we'll realize that we are capable of staying to the end, enduring all the way to the end. And we will end up, we'll be telling everybody that I'm complete. I got just what I was believing God for. Amen. And no enemy could hold me back. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll see y'all on Friday night, everybody. Woohoo! I'm looking forward to it. All right. Love you. Bye.